since this world started, since this world evolved, human beings have spent a great deal of time and effort improving material conditions, and they're still doing it today. And we ask the question, what is the result of all this material development? Human beings are not any happier today than they were at the beginning, and they have not learned to solve their problems. And the reason is because material development cannot solve human problems, because our problems are inside our minds. Our problems are inside our minds, and only Dr. Buddha has diagnosed our condition, which is a deep inner sickness of the ignorance of the true nature of all things. We have no clue about the nature of ourself, this world, or anything else. No clue. We are all sleeping in ignorance. The sleep of ignorance is producing these dreamlike hallucinations for us, which give us nothing except suffering. Some of you were here last night, and I explained how there is no happiness to be found in this place. There is no happiness in samsara. So people who help to organize Buddhist centers, Kadampa Buddhist centers like this one, they understand clearly from their own experience that the only way they themselves and others can solve their problems of ignorance, anger, jealousy, attachment, pride, and all the other disturbances of the mind, the only way is to put Buddha's teachings into practice, to practice the Holy Dharma deeply, sincerely, from the depths of our heart. And in this way, we can transform our impure mind into a pure mind. You know, we can transform our impure mind. Presently, our mind is impure because it is contaminated by the ignorance of self-grasping, which makes us believe in the existence of all the things that we normally see. We believe everything that we see, hear, taste, touch, smell, and think about. We believe all those things to be true, to be completely true, just in the way they appear to us. And due to this, we experience unending pain and suffering. This deep mistaken belief, deep poison, deep contamination in our minds. It's only through receiving Buddha's blessings and practicing his teachings, relying upon his sincere followers, that we can hope to purify ourselves. So today, you know, we are very lucky because the Buddha of purification has turned up to help us out. Okay, Buddha Vajrasattva. Who is he? Who is Buddha Vajrasattva? Well, who's Buddha, for a start off? Who's Buddha? Buddha Shakyamuni. You can see representation of his supreme emanation body in the cabinet behind me. Buddha Shakyamuni, everybody recognizes as the teacher, the founder of Buddhism. But this is just general. This is just a general appearance to our minds. Okay? It's just a common appearance to our minds, which everyone accepts. Everyone commonly accepts. Even non-Buddhists will say, oh yes, we've heard about Buddha. Yeah, that's him. But there are a great deal of teachings Buddha gave which were not commonly apparent at the time he gave them. We call these the tantric teachings. And in order to give these teachings, he appeared in a different form, in the form of Buddha Vajradhara. Buddha Vajradhara is a blue-coloured Buddha and looks quite regal. He's got lots of jewels and silks and so forth. His body's made of wisdom light, like Buddha Shakyamuni's. But these are not two different people. Buddha Shakyamuni and Buddha Vajradhara are the same person, appearing in different aspects to do different jobs. Buddha Shakyamuni's appearance is to teach the commonly understood teachings of Buddhism. Buddha Vajradhara's appearance is to give the uncommon, special teachings of Buddha, which you call the tantras, you say tantric teachings. And then Buddha Vajrasattva, who is Buddha Vajrasattva? He is a white-coloured Buddha, who is exactly the same person as Buddha Vajradhara and Buddha Shakyamuni. Again, a third aspect, another aspect of Buddha appearing to us in order to purify our impurities, to purify our impure minds. It's so kind of him to do this job for us. You know, without him helping us, we would have no clue where to begin. We understand that we are angry. We understand we are deeply, uncontrollably desirous, wishing to have all of the nice things and all the pleasant things, wishing to be happy all the time. Maybe we even understand what I was saying last night, which is that the source of our misery, the source of our unhappiness, is this uncontrolled desire to make ourselves happy all the time. This is the source of our misery. Maybe we understand this, but in order to actually put the necessary teachings into practice to overcome these problems, we need Buddha's blessings. We need Buddha's blessings. We need powerful blessings. We need profound blessings. Without them, our mind is like, what? A burnt seed, isn't it? If you get a seed that's not burnt and you plant it, it can grow. But if you get a seed that's burnt, put it in the soil, it will not grow. So our minds are like these burnt seeds at the moment because we're not receiving the water-like blessings from Buddha. So principally, empowerments are about the disciples receiving blessings. Okay? So how much we receive blessings, how much we can benefit, depends entirely upon our faith. How strong is our faith? If we have powerful faith, believing in Buddha, admiring faith, that is, rejoicing in his good qualities, and wishing faith, wanting to become a completely pure being like him. If we have that sort of faith, to whatever degree we have faith, we shall receive blessings. Okay, so if your faith is 100%, fantastic, you'll receive an endless stream of blessings. If your faith is 0%, I'm sorry, but you're going to receive no blessings. If faith is 50%, you're going to receive half the blessings, okay? So it's wonderful, you know. Probably we'll all get some blessings this morning.